Professor Hobson, you've been holding these summer piano institutes at the U of I for several years.
Oh, quite a long time, yes. Maybe 12 or 15 years. But the new component is with the orchestra, Sinfonia da Camera, which has come into the picture in the last 5 or 6 years as an accompanist to the international faculty artists that we have in concertos, and also for the students. And that's a really special feature, in my opinion, is that we have a concert where the students who come to the Institute can compete at the beginning of the week, and then we choose the winners. In this case, we have four to play with the orchestra on Saturday night. So it's very exciting for them.
We're talking near the end of the Institute, so everything's been going on since the beginning of the week.
Yeah, basically the week has been teaching every morning. We have five faculty members doing that, and each one gives a masterclass every day of the week. And so there's been a great deal of teaching and learning going on. But now we come to the final concerts. Friday night is with faculty. Hyeon Choi is from Seoul National University. She came here with several students, and she's playing Brahms' first piano concerto with me conducting on Friday night. And also our own faculty colleague Timothy Allen is going to play the piano concerto by Florence Price, who's coming into a lot of favor these days as an African-American pioneer composer of the 20th century. And this piece is beautiful, very, very fun piece, concerto in one movement by Florence Price.
I was looking up something about Florence Price and understanding that she was an accomplished pianist herself.
Yeah.
As a pianist, does it make a difference if the composer is an accomplished pianist or not as to what they do in their composition?
Usually, yeah. I mean, there are very few exceptions of composers who were not pianists writing a really gratifying piano concerto. I can't even think of anybody offhand.
It's just that a pianist knows what the instrument can do.
What the instrument can do, what it feels like to play, how to distribute the notes between the hands, etc.
This is the first institute you've held since the pandemic.
I believe so, yes.
What's it like getting everybody back together again?
Oh, it's a wonderful feeling. It's really a wonderful feeling, especially this year. I'm so proud of the faculty that we have. We have Mr. Pompabaldi is from Cleveland Institute. Hyeon Choi, who's playing the Brahms, is a major professor at Seoul National University. Boaz Sharon, who's been at all my festivals, is from a professor of Boston. And Timothy Allen and myself are from here. And to have all these students from all over the world, you know, we had a tremendous outpouring of people who wanted to come. And I have a student who's playing on Saturday night. He's 13 and a half years old. And I only met him here because he's been studying with me on Zoom from Washington, D.C. And he's really quite something. He's going to play Chopin.
So one of the pianists is 13.
Yeah.
You've got, I think, four pieces listed here. What's the age range of everybody on that night?
Well, he's the only young one. The others are college age or beyond. But we have wonderful, rare piano concertos. We have the Totentanz, Dance of Death, by Liszt, which is a very exciting piece. And then we have the Ravel Concerto for Left Hand Alone, piano, which is written for Paul Wittgenstein, who lost his right arm during the World War I. And then we have the Prokofiev First Piano Concerto, which is a great virtuoso piece that Prokofiev wrote for himself to play when he was in college.
It's really a range of music here from the 19th to the 20th.
We listened to about 20 people playing auditions, and they all played different concertos, from Mendelssohn, Liszt, Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky, you name it, Mozart. And so we listened to all of them, and we chose these four.
What stood out among the winners? What made them the ones that you wanted to pick?
Well, it's a very specific thing with concertos, because you're not playing alone, obviously, which means that you have to be very disciplined rhythmically. You have to be able to interact with the orchestra, and you have to be able to time things just right. And so people who know the pieces extremely well, even though they may not have played them ever before, but they're studied and they're ready. That's the main component, I must say, of a concerto.
Now, the Institute has been going on all week with, I guess, one-on-one sessions with the students, as well as master classes. And these are not beginners, so...
No, there's several high schools, pre-college people. I think we have about six or seven of those. And then we have people of all age ranges from 18 up to 35, let's say.
So when you're up at this skill level, what do you focus on with the students?
Well, every student is different. Every need is different. I'm working with everybody for 30 minutes lessons. And it depends. They may want to work on technique. They may want to just play something to get used to the idea of performing it. There are all sorts of different ways, whether it's Brahms or whether it's Beethoven or Ravel. We have to treat everybody individually, but give them something that they can gain from.